Hey, stick around to the end of the podcast because we have a special interview with Jordan Davis, the guy who sings Singles You Up. He's got new music. We talk all about that and other crazy things, too. So, again, it's at the end of this podcast, like the last 20 minutes or so. You're going to love it.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Matt Damon.
I want my computer to do that every time I reboot it.
I don't even remember the conversation of how we got to
We were talking about how they changed on the new Microsoft update. They changed the boot sound up. Like whenever you reboot your computer, it's all like, blah, 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 blah. I don't want that. I want it to be like, ta-da, like the old ones.
Matt Damon.
And then add Matt Damon to the end just because it's great from so Team good. America.
I've never seen that movie yet. And it's
It's so good.
What?
Yeah. Hard to get through, but there's so much about it that is legendarily good.
The one puppet love scene I could have done without.
That thing out, and the movie's perfect.
I saw the unrated version.
Oh, it's too much.
And that was too much.
I want to marry Trey Parker so desperately, who's the blonde one from the South Park guys, because he's just a genius.
And who can tell those two guys apart? Did any of you know which one was with?
Yeah, no. Matt Stone had the curly hair, but now he's shaved his head. He's the one that's friends with Neil Peart from Rush. But yeah.
Seriously.
You know it all.
Carson. Oh my God. Basketball is my favorite movie.
Basketball is great.
Oh yeah.
Basketball is fantastic.
Tell us
basketball
all about
is great. But
their
no,
lives.
Team America, to me, is one of the smartest movies of its decade.
Oh, great.
I love
Matt
so much.
Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I will never not be funny.
I can't wait until my kids are old enough to share that with them, because they won't get like some of the 9/11 references and all that, and the actors will be different. It's like kind of, but you know, it's still going to be good, because I look at it like this. When we were little, we used to watch those Bugs Bunny cartoons. And they would do these
and we didn't
things.
Get all the
we didn't get all the Bing Crosby
I don't mean to rush
jokes.
You, but you know we have pizza, right?
Right?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Right. I'm ready okay, to.
Well, before we get all into that, the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Pizza. No, wait. That's somebody else.
Matt Damon.
Right. And I'm going to introduce or welcome
Thank
Vivica.
Hi, Vivica.
Hi, Vivica.
She
oh,
is.
Hold on. Your microphone's off. My bad. Sorry. Oh. Now you're there.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so last week I was talking about how I was gonna get some pizza, and I got the Chicago style. That stuff was so good.
Oh yeah, you know it's funny. You inspired me because Sunday it was funny because Sunday right after I got finished with church and everything, I was like, I'm gonna get me a pizza.
Did you go same place?
Sure did.
Did you get the
me, Stacy, and Frankie went and we got the deep dish. Oh, this looks so good.
It's good. It's just it's a lot. And like I saw it and I was like, this isn't really big. And then I picked it up and it was like 8 pounds. It was so thick.
Yeah.
This thing that Bubba's about to eat and that I'm about to eat and Vivica's about to attempt to eat a piece of, half of, is the Gladiator, which they make at Joey's House of Pizza, which is literally, it's like two pizzas, two and a half pizzas on top of each other. It's just completely crazy.
It's beautiful is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I mean, this is like if you're going to say, draw me the perfect pizza, that's it. So Carson is eating hers over there. How is it?
Oh, it's fantastic as always.
Okay.
There's a reason I moved where I did, because it's a mile and a tenth from Joey's. It was really the
Vivica,
selling part of the house.
Have you had this before?
No, I've never had it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Did you now, Carson, when you were in New York City, was there a place that you liked to go to? Then do we have one of those, Patrick?
Yeah, there was a pizza place.
Ray's Pizza, the original Ray's.
There's like 80 Ray's, but no, I used to go to Pronto Pizza across the street from 30 Rock. And I loved them. They were great.
Yeah. Is there more than, so you were telling us last week that there is a Connecticut style pizza.
New Haven pizza.
New Haven. And how is it different than like Chicago and New York?
And New York. Connecticut is usually fired in a coal oven. So the bottom gets just a little bit burned. It's also a little bit thinner than New York pizza. And they don't really use sauce. They use more crushed tomatoes on it. And it's just the way it's baked in that oven is you can't duplicate the crust.
Oh, wow.
The bottom. It's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
That's the only reason I want to. I have nothing in Connecticut anymore because my family doesn't live there. People were like, oh, we should go back and visit Connecticut. And we realized we'd be there for 4 hours to go hit the three pizza places that we like, and then we'd leave the state. So with all due respect to Connecticut, that's what you got.
Oh, my. There's so much pepperoni stuffed inside the Gladiator that it almost makes you kind of go, this is a bad life decision.
No.
No.
I really shouldn't be eating this.
But so, well, you did yours. Yours is different than all of ours, right?
Yeah, I just had some ground beef on mine.
Like you want to try a piece of
Gladiator?
It's like
a cooking show without the cooking.
I don't. Hey, so this is your birthday weekend, man. You're kind of launching off into it right now. This is the beginning of it. Vivica, this is your first time to experience a Patrick birthday party at his place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You want me to stop and not ask you when you're eating stuff?
What are you, a waiter? Walking up right
so
when you take a
everything?
Bite?
So how is everything?
The last time I went to... he always, you never go to my party, man. You never come out, D. So one year.
3 years ago.
Okay. Kathy and I went and just showed up.
For like 10 minutes. Maybe.
But he was there.
You know what? That's probably all you need.
It took me 45 minutes to get to your stupid house. So it doesn't matter how long I was there, you ungrateful old man.
That means
drive time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That means you had an hour and a half drive time just to go
to
his house.
Yeah.
And he went.
Yeah.
I would say
10 minutes too long, apparently.
I only say he was only there 10 minutes because that's all you need. 10 minutes, and you realize that's probably the best party you've ever been to.
Yeah, I was, within 5 minutes, we were both scratching ourselves going, God, what is in this house? There's like fleas or something.
Oh, man.
I'm like, God, I feel like they're everywhere. Kathy's like, oh, I feel like it's in my hair. I don't know what it is. Don't sit on the couch. See how fast I turned on you?
Yeah, you did.
10 minutes.
That's okay.
No, it was, that was when your friend from...
Germany?
No,
Louisiana.
Came in to meet you or came to surprise you.
My friend from back home, Chin, showed up.
Chin
Nguyen from New Iberia.
Best name ever.
We all know a Chin Nguyen.
Actually, Chin Nguyen is not the best Chinese name ever.
It's not Chinese, by the way. That's Vietnamese.
Vietnamese.
Nguyen is a Vietnamese last name.
Okay.
Props to us for knowing.
Is my friend from school, his name was Hung. And that's how he go, hi, I'm Hung, and it was great. Yeah, but that's when you yelled and screamed and were like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing here? We still have that. It sounded so much like a monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Bubba put that sound of Patrick screaming in with monkeys.
Oh,
and
great.
You cannot
Please
tell.
Please play this while my girlfriend is here.
You cannot tell the difference between his yell and monkeys. It's...
I want you to...
Yeah, listen close.
Vivica, I want you to identify which one is the monkey and which one is Patrick.
Is he in there?
Yes! Yes! Oh, Patrick is in
dear.
There.
God.
He's the one going...
I hate you guys so much.
Right there.
No. I love how you found monkeys. It's so good. It just sounds like I'm their leader.
That's what it sounds like.
He's not only the biggest, he's also the loudest.
This way!
I almost just died live on the podcast. The big giant piece of cheese went...
Everybody, that was the end of Bubba. He joked on the Gladiator.
But what a way to go out.
It would be great.
On the Gladiator.
Nobody wants to choke on the Gladiator.
With Patrick's monkey sound as the last thing he hears in his brain.
It never gets old.
I think it just did.
Never gets old.
Ask him about his gumbo juice. Or somebody can.
Somebody.
Vivica, would you like to ask
Patrick
about
what's your gumbo juice? What's in it? He was telling me in the green.
We call it gumbo juice because we make it in a gumbo pot. It's basically all liquor, different types of liquor and wine mixed with orange juice. I don't want to give away the secret because it's a secret.
We used to do the same thing. We called it a vomit. We called it a vomit comet because it was going to rush you to the bleh.
We did the math one time. It's 11% alcohol by volume, which is like double a very strong beer, but it tastes like Sunny Delight. It is fantastic.
I don't like mixing a bunch of alcohols together.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't realize you do until you do, until you have gumbo juice and go, I feel fantastic, and this tastes like Sunny Delight, and where are we? So good.
Who are all these people?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Then people you know from back home show up, and next thing you know, that happens.
Yeah, you're over there screaming like
like a monkey. You know,
Planet of the Apes.
Gumbo juice, man.
Now, how long would it take you to make jumbo juice?
Jumbo or gumbo?
Well, I'll make it tonight so that it can, and put it in the freezer so that it can freeze. It's mostly alcohol, so it turns into like a slushy. Mm-hmm. You put it in the freezer for 24 hours. And D asked me earlier, you have room in your freezer for that? Yeah, I clear my entire freezer out for this. This is my freezer's entire purpose. This is my freezer's Super Bowl, okay? This is it. This is its purpose. All year, it waits for the time when it can make the gumbo juice turn into a slushy. That's your job.
For this last week, when you walk by it, does the freezer go, hey, Patrick, is it time yet? Is the day today?
In my mind, I hear it.
And you're like, oh, not yet, freezer. But soon, just a couple of days, and you will open up and take in its greatness. I can't wait, Patrick. I love this day.
Daddy Patrick.
Daddy. I love this, Daddy. I can't wait,
anyone
Daddy.
Anyone want a chicken parm roll?
No. I'm done, man. Did you give me two pieces?
I have another gladiator, but I can't eat it because if I eat it, I won't be able to be on the podcast. Mm. Like, I noticed Carson's very quiet over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Vivica hasn't talked at all, hardly. Patrick's got lots of food, and it hasn't stopped him, which is amazing. Nope.
Hold on, but there's more food.
There's more food because I brought cannoli.
He got cannoli, and I'm about to lose it because their cannoli is the best I've ever had.
I'm in.
I'm not a big cannoli guy. What is that exactly?
I'm not a big cannoli guy. I don't know what it is. Dude. But
it's a shell filled with sweetened ricotta cheese, and they put, I believe they've got chocolate chips in there.
Yep.
We would go, like, every time we were, like, in New York City, you have to go into Hoboken to go to Buddy's place, you know, the Cake Boss.
Oh, yeah.
And get
the
cannolis. Oh, it's so great. So great. And then
Bubba took me there once. Mm. Well, the gayest day of my life.
What?
Driving around New York City. We got to go to
the cake boss.
I'm like, what? We drove around block after block. I think it's around here somewhere. And I'm going, are we really doing this? It's just the two of us.
It was my first time, man.
Oh, my God. And everything's pink. And we pull up. And there's girls everywhere taking their selfie in front of the sign. And I'm over there trying to hide that, I'm a car with another dude. Oh, whatever.
You have issues, man.
Hey, we're in Hoboken.
I also made Big D go by Frank Sinatra's house.
Mm.
Boy, you had just the time of your life in New York, didn't you?
Did you know that there are other things there? Who knew?
Wow. Yep. Times Square, Statue of Liberty, not for me. We're going to Frank Sinatra's house. We're going to go see the cake boss.
This is where he was born.
We're taking the tunnel and, all right, kids, hey, look, you can see New York City over there.
Then we're going to go by.
I will say this. Hoboken has the best view. Like when you're at the park right there in Hoboken, it's amazing. You have the best view of downtown and the skyline and all of that stuff.
Then you go buy a Louis Vuitton purse from some guy in an alley. Is this Coach? I think that says Gooch. I'm pretty sure it says Gooch. I don't think you should buy
that.
You got
me a $5 Gooch bag.
Is it Gooch? I'm not even going to ask the question I was going to ask.
I've done that.
Did you? You bought the cheap knockoff purse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bubba went looking for it.
I went in the back room.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
What?
Oh, you
so
did
we back asked for up. Coach tell sunglasses, us a... and they were like, "Come back here."
So okay, so where you're in New York?
Yeah.
And so you walk in, and you're like, "Where's the special ones?" Or how do you say it?
Yeah, we're looking through the sunglasses and saying, "Oh, this one's better? Nice. This one's basically."
Do you ask him to see their Coach? He's like, "Can I see your Cooch?"
No. Don't ever ask that anybody.
No.
And so they take you back. Is there like a hidden door or is it just like?
Yeah.
What?
It's like a hidden door. Somebody comes out of it and you're like, where'd you come from? And they come and then you have to be really quiet, and they hush you back into a back room, and there's no windows.
It's you know, like that's plywood. Part of the whole thing is a scam. Like, that's part of the presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
Of making you feel like special and like, oh, yeah, we got the secret.
Were you a little scared or?
A little like nervous.
Uh huh.
But.
So you go back in there, and does it stink? What's it smell
no, like? No, it smelled like.
Does it stink?
I don't know.
It smelled like fake leather.
Mm-hmm. Plastic?
And there's purses just like from the ceiling to the floor everywhere. And then you only have a certain amount of time. They're like, hurry up, hurry up. And, you know, I take forever to make a decision. So I'm like, oh, this is so much pressure. And
oh,
I'm
really? They're,
yeah.
Oh.
They're rushing you because they want you to buy a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to decide. They want you to pick them all.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart, mm-hmm. actually, on there. So you, what'd you get?
In their defense, I've seen Vivica read a menu. She was probably back there for an hour and 45 minutes and didn't realize it.
No, so, yeah. It wasn't that long. They don't give you that much time. But I would have if they let me.
What'd you get?
Sure. I got...
A cooch purse?
No, I can't remember what I got. It was a while ago. I got like 3 or 4 purses.
And what's the difference in price?
Oh my gosh, it's astronomical.
Yeah.
Like I used to get all mine at the corner of 36th and 6th because there was a truck there. I knew where to go. But I'd get like Burberry and Kate Spade. I got a Fendi bag there that was like...
Oh, yeah, I got a Fendi.
Yeah, because like some Fendi bags can go for $3,000. The one I got was like 40.
Did you have a Fendi bag and a bad attitude?
I did not.
That's all it takes to get him in a good mood around the way, girl. LL Cool J.
Little LL Cool J.
That's right.
But yeah, it's they're not horribly priced. Sometimes they try to like, oh, that'll be $75. What? I'll call the cops right now. Yeah. And like, oh.
Well, you got to have real brass ones.
Wow, Carson.
What do you do here? I mean, well, this, again, I was buying it off a truck that's parked on the block, so it's not like I'm in a back room in a little bit more of a vulnerable situation. So there's all these people walking by because it's, you know, a very populated district.
What do you mean not in a vulnerable? You're in the back of a truck.
That's all right. The door's open. What are they going to do? What are you going to do? Really?
That's when you turn it on them.
Yeah.
They're selling fake stuff. You go get a fake badge, badge. Yeah. And then go 75, and you pull up the badge and go, how about?
But then you're impersonating 40. An officer, and you don't realize it, but you're there.
As a
and
first the whole responder, bag, Bubba has no, to tell you that.
The whole bag thing is a front. They were just, what if they were trying to frame people buying the bags? You see what I mean?
Nobody's trying to crack down.
To buy the fake bags.
They're not mad about the people buying them. They're trying to crack down on the people selling them because usually it involves some sort of sweatshop illegal manufacturing activity.
You mean just like the real bags?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know.
Because
you
that's have another, all those real bags being made in Thailand or in China and all that. They're all, you know, sweatshops.
They do a really good job. I will say I carried a couple of them and a friend of mine who is, she's a big like Kate Spade fan. Like she has Kate Spade purses and she considers herself a collector. And she saw one in my bag. She's like, oh, that's beautiful. And I started to peel off the label because they don't sew it on. And I was like, oh, so that fooled you, huh? They do a good job. And you paid how much for your bag? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
The label is just a sticker?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was because I guess on the purses, they're actually sewn on, like on the real ones, because, you know, it's quality and whatever. And the one, because I'm not paying $300 for a purse. But the one that I got off the back of the truck, it's the same, it looks like the same label, but they just kind of put some glue on it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fooled her.
You want like a whole one?
I have. Yeah, I'll do half.
I ate the whole Gladiator, and I feel like.
Can I get a non-chocolate cannoli?
You need a non-chocolate cannoli?
Yeah. If you got a plate, rock
I want
on.
Whatever you got.
I'll take a non-chocolate
Hook
cannoli.
A brother up. It's I'm cannoli taking
a
whole. Time, kids.
You want a piece of cannoli?
Hey, it's cannoli time.
Just a bite.
You know, that's the thing. We were talking about the Wish app on the show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I've bought some shoes off of there. Remember I tried to buy the fake Adidas Yeezys?
Oh, yeah. We remember.
On Amazon. Oh, yes. Well, that was on Amazon, and I got scammed. Yeah. I got scammed on Amazon from them. And then I ended up getting these fake NMDs on Wish, and they came in. They're amazing. They're amazing. I'm like, I got some just for my kid to go play out in the yard in. God. What? The cannoli's amazing?
Oh, my goodness. The ricotta.
It's so good.
It's like the best icing or whatever you've ever had.
Anyway, if you don't have the Wish app, you ought to check it out. I bet they have a bunch of those fake purses on there, too.
Probably. Should
they have Joey's cannoli on there?
I wish that I was.
I didn't get one. I'm just saying.
You want a whole one or a half of one?
whole one. Mm-hmm. Look at me.
You don't.
As a first responder, I need a whole one.
Hey, when are you going to the firehouse next?
Today.
What time? You just got to go this afternoon?
Whenever I want to go. That's the beautiful thing about volunteer firefighting is you do it whenever you can. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically when I got on, they said, look, here's the rules. Family, or actually it was job and family. Whichever one you want to prioritize is good. But family and job come first, then come us, because, you know, the other stuff, you can't do either. You can't do the firefighting without the support of family and job. Yeah. So, yeah, they get it.
So how long will you hang out there?
Depends. I'll just go on and just say, hey, I'm here, and report in that I'm there and, you know, ready to take calls. And I'll stay, you know, 2-3 hours, 4 hours, depending on the day. I stayed the other day from 2 o'clock until 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but you're a newbie.
Yeah. But I did. I mean, I just hung out. I mean, 8 hours. I had nothing else to do. Stacy left town. They went to go watch Mamma Mia. They drove 4.5 hours to meet a friend who also drove 4.5 hours to watch the movie Mamma Mia Part 2 or whatever.
To another town to watch a movie?
Yeah, because they were both coming from, you know, the friend's like 8-something hours away or whatever. So they just met
in the middle. What a terrible life choice.
You know what? They liked it.
Do they? Oh, I cannot. I don't like ABBA in the slightest. So that
did
does
you like
nothing
the first Mamma Mia?
Are you? Did I watch it? No.
Oh, see, I liked Mamma Mia. No. I ended up watching it, and I'm like, this is actually pretty good.
I've seen Maury. I know who the daddy is. I've been there.
Actually, you don't. Not with Mamma Mia.
They usually don't on Maury either.
They kind of leave it open, but yeah. But anyway, so yeah, Stacy was gone. The kids were gone. I'm like, well, I guess
good
I'm just going to hang out here and you know, be on call. So there
I'm
going
to say something that might be sacrilegious to Carson. Mm. Joey's cannoli, great. Is it as good as the pizza? No, it's not.
Oh, that's fair. I'll give you that. I'll take the pizza all day. Mm-hmm. They're baked. Know. Oh, I bought a tray of their baked ziti for Christmas last year.
Oh.
Cost me $150. We ate on that thing for 4 days.
Wow.
I told my mother, I'm like, you're not cooking for Christmas. We're just going to bring up Joey's.
I remember when we used to... Now we have the news and the sports channels on and the weather channel and all that stuff in the studio so we can keep up with what's going on. But I remember back in the day, like 10 years ago, we used to watch Maury in the middle of the day to see who the daddy was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they still do it. I think he does.
Is it even still on?
I think so.
Oh. Maury's still on?
God, that was so – the most entertaining
it
television.
Really is.
We have a – at the house, we have a like a TV that's on the counter. And it just gets over the air signal. And so, like, I can only get the CBS local channel. And so it just stays on that one channel.
Right.
And so I have to, when I walk in, usually I'll see, like, later in the afternoon, I see Let's Make a Deal, like, it'll be on, I just, you know, in passing. But also, The View is on. Holy cow, what a disaster.
Oh, no, you're watching The Talk.
Oh, the talk. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
what a disaster.
Which is worse than The View.
Somehow. How is that even possible? How is it possible for something to be worse than The View?
Sharon
Have you
Osbourne.
Seen The Talk?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's worse than The View.
And Julie Chen. She right. is not good.
Oh, she's not.
No, right?
But she's good on Big Brother.
No, she's not.
No, she just married the right guy.
You know that, right? You know she's married to, like, the head of CBS? Julie Chen?
Like, the whole network?
I thought she was married to Maury.
No, that's Connie Chung.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. No.
No, she's married to
Les Moonves.
Les Moonves.
Or is it Mel Karmazin? I think it's Moonves.
Yeah. Who's like the head of CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
this
her.
This is where I failed at life. I did not marry the right guy.
I am actually going to bing it. Julie.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the right guy until he's not the right guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
until
one
she's
quarter,
the wrong wife.
It's one quarter away. It's one bankruptcy, you know, away from being the wrong guy. He's gone, and he's not even.
Then you're out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
Les Moonves is there. They've been married since 2004. Mm-hmm. Is that when her career took off?
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you hear of her
very
before
interested.
Then?
No, I'm very interested to know more about her now because
mm-hmm. I
want to know if she did it on her own.
Because I thought it was Connie Chung.
You're terrible,
I mean,
man.
She was a reporter. She was a news anchor.
Oh, well, see, so she did her own thing.
Yeah, but I don't know that she would have been tapped to be the host for Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you guys are discrediting her because she's married to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Because everybody would have listened to Yoko Ono records on her own.
Wow.
Yep. No, I'm with you.
You can only say that because you're a lady. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because he's literally saying it over here.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I wrote his opinion off because he's a dude. I'm like, whatever. You can't have an opinion on this.
Oh, I getcha. Well, too bad I do. Just like Eric Church. He's got an opinion.
Everybody's got an opinion.
I got to tell you about my trip to Joey's because it's stressful.
To order a pizza?
Oh, yeah.
The most intense restaurant experience I've had ever. There's a line out the door. When you walk in, the dad, because the whole family works there, is the first person you talk to. You can't even see the food that's lined up that's ready for you to choose from. He goes, "What do you want?"
Oh.
And you have to, if you don't know, they start getting, "Come on, come on." If you don't know, you can let someone else go. And I'm like, okay. I need, and then I make a big order and he goes, "Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure he calls it out to the daughter. She's in the middle running around like a chipmunk, just in every direction. Okay. And the mom is the one who you pay. On the other end, and she's just relaxed as can be, just taking everybody's money, and every now and then she'll scream at him.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, okay, what was that?
That's what she does. Just like that. You'll hear in the back, Joey.
At one point, I'm in the middle, so I'm watching the daughter run around like crazy, and then the dad starts calling out my order again because I guess it was a big order. He thought she might not have heard it, yeah. And I hear her go, "Is he repeating himself? I swear to God, is he repeating himself? Are you repeating yourself? Repeating it." And then out of nowhere, the mom from the other side goes, "When you repeat orders, we give double orders, dum-dum." Like, oh, my God. They are screaming at each other. At one point, she forgot one slice of pizza from someone's order. They came back up. She didn't have it. And she goes, "Oh, crucify me, for God's sake." They're all just running around.
And so it's dad, a show. It's a meal and a show.
Yeah, really it is.
A show. And the dad, the Joey, he never leaves his spot. He's like, "I don't care." You know, he's just so laid back, like, whatever.
Oh, so great.
Well, Joey had a heart attack. And that's why now he's...
No kidding.
They had to, like, push him. I've been standing there. The line's out the door. And I am the next person to order. And he looks straight at me. He's like, "Well, I got to take a break." And he just leaves me standing there. And I'm like, okay. Am I supposed to sit? But it's because I guess he had all this heart damage and they make him get in the back room because otherwise he gets too stressed.
Oh, wow.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
So Carson eats there all the time, and I told the lady that I work with her, and she goes, "The pretty blonde with the blue eyes. Oh, yes. Tell her we said hi. Is it your birthday? I hope you enjoy your birthday." I tell you what, stand right there. And then she sings happy birthday to me.
You have it?
I have it on video. And it's...
Oh, you got to film it?
I filmed it because it was just too much. But I want you to kind of watch the people running around.
Happy birthday to you.
Show here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Patrick.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. As soon as I wish I kept going, because as soon as I stopped, Joey from the other side goes, "You done? We have people."
Oh, they're so great.
It is the great. When I was leaving, I went, "It's a good thing you guys love each other." She goes, "It is, though, isn't it? Because otherwise we would just kill each other."
How do they not have a show?
They need one. I brought my mother. I will bring their food to my mother. I will drive it 8 hours to her house. I'll be like, "All right, I need 2 orders of eggplant parm because I'm going to visit my mom." And they think it's the cutest thing. I'll bring my mom there one day when she's visiting. And she and the mom, Chris, start talking in Italian to each other. And this is like my mother's shining moment because I don't think she's busted out her Italian since my grandmother died. And so they're going back and forth and I can't catch anything except like, "Madonna!" And apparently they're lamenting something. It's just so legitimate.
Seriously.
Like they are the real deal.
I've seen
deal.
Some reality TV shows where I go, "How in God's name did these people get a show?" Because those people need a show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
It is. But you know what? It would bother. Like, I told Carson we should invite one of them, anyone, to come in, bring the pizzas, you know, and just do the podcast with us. And she was like, "They won't leave. Not during lunch."
They work 4 hours a day. They work 11 to 3.
That's it.
It's probably close
get there
night,
at like
right?
9.
Yeah,
and leave
no,
at like
their
four,
their
know,
hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 3.
That's
and
it.
They're there at 6 a.m. because I drive by, and they're already prepping and whatever. But the point is, their doors are only open for 4 hours.
Yep,
that's it.
I got there at 11:03, and there was a line out the door. Yeah.
When we've had days off, I've gotten in line at about 20 after 10.
Oh,
and I
goodness.
Am not the first person.
Oh my goodness, mm-hmm.
That's insane.
But it's yeah, but it's
you know you want that pizza when it's fresh,
and it's
you
part of the experience. Really? Like,
I
it's
would rather get there when I got there, though.
I don't like waiting in line for anything.
Same. It didn't take that
long.
Really?
It didn't take that long, really.
That's the thing, because they move.
Start to finish. It moves very quickly. But the great part of it is get there and see that whole process. Watch other people order. Watch a couple people fumble their order. You know? What do you mean you don't want mushrooms? Now you don't want mushrooms? Can't you make up your mind? Back and go to the back. Go.
I saw them.
They didn't kick anyone to the back of the line, but I'm sure they do.
This is years ago when I first started going there, and I saw them actually yell at a customer. Because they will call out your order and say, you know, we got a calzone up. And you go and get your calzone. Well, they called out somebody's calzone. And this girl goes up and takes it, and she opens it, and she comes back. She's like, this isn't the calzone I ordered. And the mom lays into her, well, that's because I announced it was so-and-so's calzone, and you went and took it because you're not paying attention. So now I got to remake his for him, and yours has been sitting here. Well, maybe if you paid attention. I mean, she laid into her.
Wow.
And it was, and the thing is, I wanted to applaud her.
I know.
Because I like that, you know, no, we're expecting you to be an active participant.
Yeah. That lady writes a bad Yelp review. Meanwhile, everyone else in the restaurant was, I saw the greatest thing today.
Exactly.
This idiot woman took another guy's cannoli and they just lit it into her.
If you go late enough when there's, you know, when it's slowed down and nobody's really in there, I've watched Joey make fun of people. And it's the best. Like they had some little like hipster couple come in. But he does it straight to their face. He's like, what you got tattoos on the back of your leg for? He's like, what? You can't read them if they're there. He's like, what? You give us all else something to read? We don't need a newspaper. And just like, oh.
I should have told him that two of my gladiators were for one guy. Because
yeah.
I was going to order two gladiator slices one day.
I haven't finished the first. I'm just letting you know.
The guy in front of me ordered two, and he was smaller than me. And literally, Joey goes, you got a friend I don't know about? He with you? And I was like, no. He goes, no, they're both for me. He goes, buddy, you can't eat two of these. One. One gladiator.
Change his order. That's great.
Yeah, and so he's basically taking money out of his own pocket.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. You can't.
You can't do it.
Seriously, I just ate one, and I feel kind of like I need a nap right now and a Pepto-Bismol.
You gotta get, dude. You gotta get rested up. You gotta get your recovery going for your party.
Party time
tomorrow.
Oh
right?
Yeah, I'll
party
be there.
Time. No, you won't.
I can come in my bunker gear.
Dude, come in your fireman
suit. I'll come
suit.
In and say there's a fire because Patrick's cake has so many candles.
Oh God, people think we ordered the wrong stripper.
this is
the worst stripper ever. The fire suit is very authentic.
We got the roundest stripper.
And then he goes, oh, I'm not just the only stripper. Hey, yeah, I'm coming in too. It's Joey. It's Joey and the fireman.
Oh, my God.
Dude, y'all could just go and just do... That's birthday parties.
That's a TV show in its own right.
Joey and the Fireman.
It's like Chico and the Man.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm about done because I need to finish my pizza, and I can't do it while doing the podcast. That's the terrible thing here is you bring this food in, and I'm supposed to eat it and have a conversation at the same time. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I love how this is the first time Vivica joined us for the podcast. I think she said hi.
No, she said a little bit.
Oh, she talked about purses. That's right. She's just sitting here smiling at me.
I was eating.
She had to eat the good food.
I was eating. I didn't stop.
I hope you survive the party tomorrow.
Yes, I do too.
And happy birthday to you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, and don't forget, this is the final weekend. We got to do this. This is the final weekend push for the Twitter contest. We're basically saying, hey, go and follow each one of our personal Twitters so we can see who gets the most. Carson is in the lead right now. I'm in second place, Big D, and then Patrick. And Patrick was making an impassioned plea today on the show.
I just said it's my birthday. You should follow me on Twitter. I'm just saying.
Well,
help me win the contest.
Here's the deal. I'm going to give you all of our Twitter handles here in just a moment, right after I tell you that the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. And go and follow Big D, his personal Twitter, right now. Get on your Twitter and go to @RadioBigD. Oh, I like the way you did that.
You see?
I heard Yanny.
It's like a subliminal message.
Also, if you would like to follow me at Bubba Radio. Oh, you didn't do
I didn't do it that time. I'm trying to throw you off.
At Bubba Radio. Mm-hmm. At Bubba Radio. And then you can also follow the birthday boy at Radio Patrick.
Of course. Yes,
at Radio Patrick.
And don't worry about Carson because she's already winning, so there's that.
Carson spells her name differently than most people would think, therefore she misses a lot of follows. Yeah. So go and follow hers at Carson, that's C-A-R-S-E-N, C-A-R-S-E-N, on air, at Carson on air.
Thank you.
Radio
and
Patrick.
For those of you who are listening to the podcast on a podcast app or online, stick around for the Jordan Davis interview, which is next.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
Matt Damon!
Jordan Davis is in the studio with us. He fancies himself as a talented artist, and
he fancies himself as.
I think he's probably a really good singer, but he also has the best beard.
Oh God,
in country music. No, he does.
You know, he does. You're
I'm
getting
so
a weird...
jealous of that man's beard.
I still love that. He fancies himself as a guy that sings songs.
Well, I'm just saying you do, and you're good at it, and you've had some success.
Yeah.
Singles You Up, of course, went number one.
Yeah.
What do you got next? What's coming up next?
So we just released a new single called Take It From Me. It's the first single off the first song off of the album. I got to co-write it with my brother, which is really cool.
He's really talented.
Yeah, he is. He is. He fancies himself as a singer as well.
Is he the talented one?
I think he definitely started music before I did. So,
oh,
like,
really?
He was doing.
I was being sarcastic.
No. I'm serious. Like he was doing like the bar scene in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and started playing like our sophomore year at LSU, and just kind of got like this Louisiana following, and basically I just followed him around and drank at all the bars he played at.
So you rode his coattails.
I did.
Have you seen my Jacob tattoo I have of him? I put him right here on my back. His whole face.
Just a big face of your brother right there.
It's his whole face.
Yeah.
It's his whole face.
I wanted to do the whole body, and I wonder if he's ever done that. Like took like someone who's a little shorter, and they put their whole body like a tattoo like on the back of their head to where they kind of like fit on the back of someone.
Is it like Voldemort? Growing out of the back of that.
You know, and you turn and there's like a full-scale version of another person.
I would be willing to bet that if it's probably been done.
Probably.
Like, out of all the bad tattoos I've seen, I guarantee you somebody's done that.
Yeah. I would like to see that, actually.
Bubba, why don't you hit us up there with a little music. As, you know, Bubba here, you know, is from... Oh.
A little swamp pop, some.
Yeah, you got some. Yeah.
Some what, Wayne tubes.
Go grab Wayne tubes. Take my hand. Okay.
No, not take my hand. Just different stuff.
Tupelo Honey.
I don't even know what I'm playing, man.
Bubba's from Houma.
Yeah.
Patrick is from New Iberia, Louisiana.
Yep.
You're from Shreveport.
Yep.
And I wanted to play a game to see.
Beautiful.
Who is who's the most Cajun of all three of you?
Oh, okay.
So,
well, even if I win this, I still don't like compared to somebody from Houma, New Iberia. There's no.
Oh, they consider you not.
Yeah,
Cajun.
Yeah. I was about to say like there's.
Yeah, I know. For breakfast, have you had any of these products? Boudin, sausage, gumbo, rice and gravy, neither or A, B, C, and D.
A, B, C, and D. All of them.
Yeah, I'd probably say yes.
Oh, okay. Patrick?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I ate rice and gravy for breakfast this morning. What are you talking about?
Have you ever had...
There we go. There's some good Cajun food.
Have you ever had any of these as a pet? A monkey or want a monkey, an alligator, a turtle, a caterpillar, a catfish, or a squirrel?
I had a pet squirrel.
Okay, I had a pet turtle and a pet catfish.
I had a turtle, but no. I had a snake, though.
Snake
here's
is not on
here's
the
one thing we would do We had a pool. My buddy had a pool in college that nobody kept up with, so it just became a pond.
The turtle pond.
Well, yeah. and the catfish pond.
We would put snapping turtles in there. Yep. We had one. It had like 35 snapping turtles in the pool.
And so we would go out there on like when we get home from the bar, and we would just catch the same catfish over and over and over again. No lie.
That's pretty good.
Dude, that poor catfish, he's like living. Dude, it's like Groundhog Day for him.
He was wore out, man. We would catch him, throw him back in, and try to catch him again.
Oh, my God. What poor a thing. Horrible life.
I Phil? Know.
He would hear
Phil
you.
Phil Connor?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Jordan Davis? Bing!
Oh, God.
Jordan Davis, our guest. We'll take a break and come right back. Jordan Davis joining us. He's got a new song out called Take It From Me. It singles you up, of course. That was a really good song. And this one.
Dude, he's on a roll today, man.
Man, you know I love you. You know, with the people that, like, that we don't have, you know, some artists we have better relationships. Obviously, we have a really good relationship with you, but some of them are just kind of like, you know.
Some people don't like to play.
I know.
It's a very sterile interview.
I know.
And it's boring.
This is a lot more fun.
It's, of course.
When you kind of make fun of each other, talk about catfish and Louisiana stuff.
Did you know that Big D has a world-class Tracy Morgan impersonation? Did you know?
I was informed of this walking in.
Oh,
I think we could. Could we get this on? Could he do it on air?
If you close your eyes.
I've already done.
If
of course.
If you close
I
your
it.
Eyes. Yeah, close your eyes. Everyone, right. even if you're driving, go ahead and close your eyes.
Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes and listen.
Go as fast as you can, close your eyes.
Tracy Morgan is about to appear into your radio.
So this new guy named Jordan Davis. You're a singer. You do country music.
Dude, it's not that bad.
Now. I can't figure out who it is. He's doing an impersonation of someone else and saying it's Tracy Morgan.
I think there's a few like inflections that I could kind of catch Tracy Morgan.
I'm doing the whole thing like that. Are y'all messing with me? Because I watched it. I love, he does this thing called Fear Factor.
It's
not
great.
Fear Factor.
Where they like set people up.
Yeah, that's it. But what's it called? Scare Tactics.
Scare Tactics.
Yeah. And so he'd come out and he would be like, okay, today we're going to be talking to Jordan Davis.
It's like a really bad Bill Cosby impersonation.
It's like Bill Cosby.
There may be a little bit of Bill in there.
Yeah, he does that. That's the way he sounds.
Okay. So give us a little bit more.
Take it from me, Jordan Davis. And you take it from
that
me.
That was actually pretty good right there.
A little bit
take
better.
Take it from me, Tracy Bird. I almost said Tracy Bird.
You know what? That sounds more like Tracy Bird than Tracy Morgan. It does.
So where can we? You can get that now. You can, of course, order that.
Yeah.
It would be great if some artist came in and we play. So we can get that, and they go, no.
No, you can't get that one yet.
Yeah, no, we're not going
to. That used to be the world. Remember that? We'd have a song on the radio, and you couldn't buy it for like sometimes weeks, sometimes months.
Yeah. It's so, like, I can remember one. My grandpa told me a story about, I don't know who they were listening to, but.
Probably us.
Yeah, probably was. No, this was like back old school days when they were like driving, and like you would only hear your favorite song when it came on. And I can't remember who it was, but they ended up, him and a buddy of him were driving down the road, and he wouldn't stop talking during the song.
Oh, yeah.
And so they got in a fight. Like, had to pull over because they were in a fist fight.
Oh, his buddy. Oh, wow. His buddy fought because his friend wanted to talk during the song.
It may have been like a Charlie Pride song or something like that. I can't remember who it was, but he was like, yeah, we got in a fight on the side of the road because he's like, man, we didn't have CD. Like, you couldn't hear your favorite song whenever you wanted to hear it. So when it came on. You're just like, everybody shut up.
Yeah. That's my jam.
Yeah.
Anybody going to San Antonio, man? You don't shut up.
I remember when they had the boomboxes came out that you could record off the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, that was like poor boy Napster.
I laid on my floor for hours every day or every night, really. For years, there was like a whole section of like 2 or 3 years. That's all I did was record the radio. And I used to believe that I couldn't record the DJ talking because it was illegal.
So I
would always miss the beginnings and the ends of songs. Like you'd hear like, you know, like the person ending or whatever. I miss those days.
That was y'all's first days in radio, man.
Yeah. I miss that.
recording that stuff.
Yeah, it really was. And then we started doing air check sessions with those things. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Go into a meeting, some schlub who couldn't ever do any kind of entertaining anything.
Yeah.
And then he would go into a meeting and he would slide the cassette tape in there and it would be us, you know, doing a show and we were terrible. And he would go, so now what were you guys thinking there?
What do you mean were?
Yeah, were. What were you thinking there? I'm like, who asked that? What do you mean what was I thinking?
I could hear I can hear the air check session from tomorrow. So did you actually think you sounded like Tracy Morgan? Or
well, I was thinking it was this, man.
Now wait, we're being rude here. You know, you did your Tracy Morgan. Jordan, do you do any impressions?
I guess like John Anderson would be my
Talking or singing?
Singing.
Do you need a guitar? We have a guitar over here if you want
to. Yeah, why don't you pull up?
You know, go right into the blow, shaman all wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. You know, just like the real.
Why did he always sound like he was going under bridges?
I don't know. Like he's gasping for air.
It feels awkward, doesn't it?
Hey, yeah, you know what it feels like.
Yeah.
You know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't do that for John Anderson, because you know who did that?
Who?
Big D.
Yes. Did you really?
Yes, years ago.
It was awful. Is that what you just did?
Yeah.
I did the exact same awful thing right to him.
Right to him.
And you know what he did?
Didn't like it, huh?
Nope.
Sweat.
Nope. I got a
man.
Yep. It was awful.
That, dude, that's pretty risky though, dude. You do that to the artist, like I would have never done that.
Like, if we get Tracy, Tracy.
Well, like no. Like, I feel like Tracy Morgan would, you know, that would be okay. But like, I don't know. Like,
Tracy Morgan
music
would
destroy
him.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
Well, that is true.
You know what? I never knew how much it was my goal in life to get Tracy Morgan in here until today, when I'm like, we have to do that,
dude. Big D, right to his face, man.
I did, man.
Yeah.
Dude,
I thought he was gonna take you. First off, I did. Okay, let's just be honest. It's kind of goofy. Like whole, it is. It's kind of goofy. Like, okay, it is.
But that's his thing. That's
him,
him.
I know. And I thought he kind of knew it was kind of goofy, and that's why he does it.
Yeah.
But
I guess
it's not. And I didn't know that till I did it. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm an idiot.
I'm that guy. Yeah, you're that guy.
Jeez.
But anyway.
Yeah. Well, now he's going to hear this and probably be like,
we've talked since and I apologize. And he was like, you know, he lied and said, oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
But
John Anderson, if you ever hear that, I'm sorry. I love your music.
So this whole music thing, you know, I know that it's not easy to do it. And, you know, this is not your first plan, right? What did you want to do?
I graduated in environmental science from LSU.
What does that mean?
So, like, I guess I saw myself working oil and gas, like, doing, you know, I mean, that was right at the time, like, my hometown had just hit a big natural gas shale. So, like, everybody was getting jobs. A lot of people were getting landman jobs. A lot of people were taking environmental jobs. You know, the Deepwater Horizon spill in the Gulf. So, you know, there's just a lot of environmental work to be found. So, I thought I would be somewhere in oil and gas.
Doing what?
I mean,
whatever
you can
find.
Do, whatever, you know, like, I mean, the
like
one job
like,
I had was like, I was over saltwater disposal wells. So like, you know, they would go, this is great talk for radio. you know, like you got to get rid of like drilling fluids. Like they use it at drill sites. So we would oversee the disposal of those fluids.
You don't just spitting that in the ocean?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't do that.
Can't do that?
I didn't know that.
Did you ever see one of our buds, Richard Marcinko? He was, he started
SEAL Team 6
and Red Zone. But he tells stories of going out in the Gulf and climbing up those rigs.
Yeah.
And they would have the state police as the adversaries?
And they would do training, and they would have to, you know, sneak up on them and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
That's awesome.
How slick those things are. And how he's like, it's you can't imagine all that stuff's in the water, and it's just like, blech, you know?
I'm sure it was probably pitch black.
Like, and trying to climb up there, and it's cold or whatever, you know, whenever they're doing it and that kind of stuff. I always think, how crazy is it to live – I don't know how long the time is they're on those
yeah
when they're working.
Usually like a week to 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, like the rig hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And do those move? Like, do they kind of sway a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, they're pretty.
Or is it just like.
I think they're pretty sturdy. Oh. I mean, like, they're, you know.
Some of them are.
Like,
some of them are in deep water, and they're literally floating.
Yeah.
So they move.
Isn't your brother still do all this stuff with the helicopters?
Yeah, my brother runs a helicopter base where that's all they do is take people to and from rigs.
Yeah. It's, South Louisiana, that's a huge industry now.
Are we going to be, Bubba, weren't you telling me that we're going to be the leading oil producer in the world in a few years?
Yeah, the United States, I think by next year, we're going to be the number one oil producing country in the world again, which it's been a very long time since that has happened.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's good for America.
Yeah.
It's good for the economy, man. I love it.
But no, that was number one goal. I mean, I'd always written songs, but like, I don't know, like maybe I'm like, I never dreamed that I would be doing, you know, I just never thought this would happen.
You know, that's the same thing all of us said about you.
Yeah. Tell me about it, man. That makes four of us.
I'm kidding.
Jordan has? Jordan has an appreciation for something that I love. Live PD.
Oh, God.
We were before he came in to do the interview, we were talking about Live PD. He literally tapes him every week, so when he gets off the road, he and his wife sits down.
But then it's not live.
It doesn't matter. You're still watching.
Dude,
it.
I can tell you this. Me and my wife have gotten into arguments because she thinks it's all staged. She's like, this isn't real.
It's not.
No, it's 100%
real. We had the guy on the show one time, and he told us it's completely. Now,
it's about a 15-minute delay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That way, you know, if somebody dies or something, they don't show it. That kind of thing. But that's it. It's about 15 minutes, and they try to keep people's social security numbers or last names off when and where they can. Sometimes that stuff slips through. But, man, it's the best show.
It's great.
And my own live PD.
I was saying.
This is out of my pants.
I was saying. I think that's the best thing is you find, like, some of the funniest. Like,
do you play bingo?
Nuh-uh.
Dude, I'm gonna change your
life. Real bingo, like
regular PD bingo.
Live PD bingo. You can search it on your phone. You can search it online on your computer, and basically you can print out bingo cards, and it's like everything that you get. Hold on, let me just pull one up here.
I'm trying to think of like some of my favorite. Those aren't my pants. That happens two or three times. I feel like an episode.
when the cop was going through the guy, he was giving him the little pat down, and he goes, "What's this?" And he's like, "Sir, that's my stuff."
Oh.
He's like, "Oh,
no.
Here you go. Look, so you got your bingo card. It looks like a normal bingo card." And basically, if somebody has their license suspended, you stamp it. Is that live PD?
Is that?
You got a shout out. Sobriety test, not my drugs. You know, no ID, which happens all the time. Somebody busted with weed.
Tom and riding dirty. That's his word, man.
Yes. So, you know, whatever it is. And you just fill out your card and you play bingo along with live PD. And it's great because then not only is it in entertainment, but now it's a game between you and your wife.
Yeah, my wife would love that.
And you hit, you know, refresh, and you get a whole different card.
Yeah. Do they have Honesty Goes a Long Way with Me on there?
I want
to see. They need to put that on there.
Because
I'm, like, screaming at the TV. Like, you know, like, it's great that, like, the cops are that nice, but I want so bad to be like, hey, man, if you're just honest with me, it goes a long way. I'm like, no, he's still going to arrest you, dude.
Yeah. Don't fall for it. Don't admit those are your pants.
Yes.
But the worst, though, is the people who they say, no, I don't have anything in there. And they always go, well, I smell it, so we're going to search the car.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, no, you can't search my car. I know my rights. Okay, well, I'm going to get this dog to come do what the dog. I can't tell if the dog hits on anything anyway. And then he comes back. He's like, yeah, dog hit on it. We're going to search the car.
Well, they kind of get that little look, you know, where they kind of get excited.
Man, they all know. Listen, I know you got drugs on you. You know, and you know you got drugs on you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just bringing the dog. That's just theatrics.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I didn't honestly bring the dog over with. Because that's just theatrics. And when I got to bring over the dog
like
over.
Tracy Morgan was on Live PD.
If he was the host.
So this guy right here said, these ain't my pants. I know for a fact these are your pants.
We're going live to Greenville.
Here we are in Greenville. Look at this. He's going to get, oh, I see what you're going to say.
You know what? By the way, though, Kevin Lawrence, he was my favorite one, the guy in Greenville. He got a promotion.
Yeah, he's like a detective now, so he's not on
the show.
He's
not on the show anymore, man.
I miss him. Wow. I do. I miss him.
Jordan Davis, the album is out. It is called Home State, and you are going to love it. Take It From Me is on there. Also, singles You Up and many other great songs, so make sure you get it. Good to see you again, brother. Thanks for dropping
by. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Tell your brother we said hi, and we hope he comes in next time.
Will do. Will do.